I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love this song and I loved it the day it came out. 36 years ago.
Does that make you feel old?
Yes. And it'll happen to you someday too when you start hearing the songs of your youth getting played nearly 40 years later.
When they become the classic rock songs.
Yes. Yes.
Like Nirvana, classic rock.
And that just rocks my world.
What? Really?
A third of parents eat their kids' lunchbox rejects for dinner, according to a recent poll. The survey of 2,000 parents with school-aged children took an in-depth look at the American child's palate, nutrition, and how parents get creative to keep their kids fed.
Well, now we know why they have no discipline.
According to what does that mean? Like, that you have to eat everything in your lunch? What if I got full?
I ate what I was presented
in front of you.
Well, if it's in my lunchbox and I'm going to get punished for bringing it home, it's going to go in the trash. Very simple way to get around that. According to parents, although more than one in five, 17%, said their child's lunch is much more gourmet than they had as a kid. Mm-hmm. Parents estimate that 21% of their child's lunch comes home uneaten at the end of the day. When asked about their kids' least favorite lunch foods, parents listed snap peas. Well, that's just cruel. Green beans, along with tuna salad and hard-boiled eggs. The classic sandwich, chips, and juice always is eaten or drank.
What was the one thing in your lunch that you did not ever get but coveted because the other children had it? Or what did you bring that the other children wanted?
Let me reword the question just a little bit. What was the one thing that would end up in my lunch that I would throw away and fail to tell my mom until I was a little bit older? Can you change that? Mm-hmm. I love a peanut butter sandwich.
Okay.
Jelly?
Brought one even into work earlier this week.
Okay.
I hate jelly on a sandwich, but I love jelly.
Oh, God, I love peanut butter and jelly.
Butter and jelly together.
Wait, if you hate it on a sandwich, where do you eat it? By the spoon?
No, on like a an English muffin.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
Sam, what was yours?
I always ate everything in my lunch.
And my favorite jelly, by the way, since you didn't ask.
Strawberry preserves.
Is apricot.
Oh, no. See, I wanted grape, what? And we always had strawberry.
Mm. Oh, I'm a big fan of strawberry preserves. I still pack my lunch like I'm a grade schooler. Every day.
I bring in my lunch. I brought a BLT and some Fritos in today. Homemade. Except the Fritos.
We never got fruit roll-ups in our house.
Oh, my mom put that in all the time.
Mm-hmm. Bragger, all of my friends had fruit roll-ups, and I would just sit there with a longing of a child that did not have the gift that was the fruit roll-up, and just hope that maybe someone didn't want that fabulous, pressed, leathery delicacy.
Mm.
Strawberry, cherry.
I knew that was going to be your favorite.
Oh, the cherry ones were so good.
Now, I used to get school lunch in grade school, and then high school I started packing my lunch. But in grade school I got school lunch, and I would get the chocolate milk because you got to pick one milk out of the milk cooler every time. And I would use that chocolate milk to leverage what I wanted from my friends' lunches who their parents packed their
Smart
lunch.
Smart play.
It worked Smart every play. Time.
What is the one thing from your youth that you still eat but you're embarrassed to tell anybody about?
If you put Fruit Loops in front of me, I would eat the entire box.
If you put Lucky Charms in front of me, I would eat the entire box.
If you put any box of cereal and any gallon of milk in front of me, it's gone. No question. And I don't even eat cereal anymore.
I even bought a bag of Big League Chew a couple of years ago. Just to remember what it was like.
Now, do you
chalky?
It was mildly chalky.
Milk first or cereal first?
Cereal first and then the milk. Because you got to get the perfect amount of milk.
See, I do cereal first and then the milk, but then I bring the box of cereal with me so that I can eat more than one bowl of cereal.
Okay, and then somebody just reminded me on the text line. Yes, I still buy this. In fact, warmed up a can about 2 weeks ago, and it was just a delicious lunch before I came into work. SpaghettiOs with Frank's.
Oh, any Chef Boyardee.
Franken beans?
No.
Oh, the one that you buy in the can.
SpaghettiOs with the hot dogs.
Oh, gross.
Delicious.
That's so gross.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, SpaghettiOs, I haven't had those in years, and I'd eat a bowl right now.
Talk about cancer, but delicious.
Yeah, there's a lot of MSG in there.
Is there really?
Yeah, I feel like sausage doesn't belong in a can.
The hyper-preserved food, just assume it's not good for you.
Yeah.
Well, I was walking through the grocery store the other day, well, a couple weeks ago, and I just happened down, it was in the pasta aisle. I don't know if that's the right place for it or not. I guess it is. And I walked by, like, not the little can of SpaghettiOs with Frank's, the big one, the industrial size can. And I don't know what was going on in my brain, but I couldn't help myself. And I put it in my cart. And then I got home one day from the gym, and I wanted to make sure that I ruined everything I just worked out with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fired up a gigantic can of SpaghettiOs with Frank's.
Ooh, the Go-Gurt?
Got it.
Is that the one that comes in the sleeve? And
in the tube.
Yeah, and you have to...
Mm-hmm.
I almost said something that would become an instant Dana-ism.
Let her rip.
No way. You take the Go-Gurt and you just squirt it in your mouth?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yep.
Story here from CBS News. When a dog showers you with kisses, it's often to show you affection. But there's also a reason that's rooted in their evolutionary history. To better understand the reasoning behind a dog's licks, Dr. Alexander Horowitz, a dog researcher and best-selling author of The Year of the Puppy, How Dogs Become Themselves, tells CBS News that we should look at their ancestors. Dogs are descended from wolves, and when wolves hunt and return to their pack, then all of the other wolves will swarm them and lick around their face. The reason they do this, says Dr. Horowitz, is they're asking the wolf to regurgitate a little bit of what they just hunted. So your dog's lick of you when you come home is absolutely a greeting, you know. They're happy to see you.
You know where else that dog's tongue's been.
But it's also a little bit of a request for whatever you just ate before you came home.
Okay.
Well, that's delicious.
I do not let dogs lick my face.
Really? I wouldn't let a dog lick my lips.
But you know people that will be like, come give me a kiss. And they tongue their dog.
Okay, wait.
I have seen people do it, Scott.
Like lick their dog's tongue with their tongue?
Yes!
That's disgusting.
Yes!
Who does that?
Scott, look at the text line right now. I guarantee you there are people that say they lick their dog. It's disgusting. I'm sorry. It's not my thing.
I do like to joke that people make out with their dogs. Because it looks like they're making out with their dog.
Well, sometimes, yes. But I've never seen anybody, like, French kiss their dog. That's gross. Are we in agreement?
I think we're all in agreement on that.
I've seen it. We're in agreement that it's gross. I disagree that no one's ever seen it. People do that.
Would I know who you have seen French
no.
kiss their dog?
No.
Okay.
How filthy is a dog's mouth?
It's cleaner than a human's.
No. A dog's mouth is full of bacteria and, in fact, is not cleaner than a human's.
Oh.
That is an old wives' tale.
Oh.
Why there are some similarities in the bacteria found in both species, dogs have a variety of dental bacteria that humans do not have. 615 different kinds, as a matter of fact.
Wonder if they get that from,
let's not.
Look in their E. coli region?
Yes, yes, yes.
So gross. It's not the act, it's the sound.
Oh, my God. I do not let that happen either. If I am in the room, you are not doing that.
I can still hear Stella's sound that she would make when she would be cleaning herself.
They always, like, go at it, too. There's never a modest cleaning.
It's not a subtle sound. 913-586-7798. Disgusting. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.